warm good afternoon to all the listeners. Today's podcast is based on the life history of our very first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru. Jawaharlal Nehru was born in Allahabad, India on November 14, 1889. His father was a renowned lawyer and one of Mahatma Gandhi's notable lieutenants. Nehru had a very strong foundation studies, which were imparted to him by a series of English governors and tutors at home until he was 16. He then continued his education in England, first at the Harrow School and then Trinity College, Cambridge, where he earned an honors degree in natural science. He then studied law at the Inner Temple in London before returning home to India in 1912 and practiced law for several years. Talking of his married life, he had married Kamala Kaul and they gave birth to Indira Priyadarshini in 1917. Indira Priyadarshini, like her father, later served as Prime Minister of India under her name Indira Gandhi. Nehru, a very learned and highly educated person, a family of high achievers. One of Nehru's sisters, Vijaya Lakshmi Pandit, later became the first woman president of the UN General Politics in 1919. Now the most interesting part. The story of how did Nehru change his gears from law to politics? The incident which made him eager and interested in investing all his knowledge, wisdom and energy into Indian politics and fight for freedom. Well, the story is, one day while traveling on a train, Nehru overheard British Brigadier General Reginald Dyer plotting the massacre of Jallianwala Bagh. The massacre whose slightest mention also terrifies people even at present days. The massacre known as the Massacre of Amritsar was an incident in which about 379 people were killed. They were open fired and both the entry and exit of that place was sealed. Upon hearing Dyer's words, Nehru then vowed to stand against the British and make them leave India. This incident changed the course of Nehru's life. Nehru joined the Indian National Congress, one of India's two major political parties. He was absolutely moved by the party's leader, Mahatma Gandhi. He was the person who sparked Nehru's interest the most. Nehru even went to jail in this process of gifting India its freedom. He first went to jail when the Britishers had banned in late 1921 in operating the Congress leadership in some places. Nehru studied Marxism during his imprisonment. He was imprisoned for several times thereafter. The British didn't give in easily to India's demands for freedom. Nehru stood beside Gandhi in civil disobedience movement too, in which he and Nehru were jailed. He was the elected president of Congress in 1929. The annual session of the Congress was also held in 1929 in Lahore. Under his presidentship, a resolution was passed in the session which declared complete independence as the goal of the Congress. He took an active part in the elections held in 1937. It was due to his efforts that the Congress was able to form ministers in 7 out of 11 provinces during the British India. For about 30 years, Pandit Nehru fought for the liberty of his people and sacrificed his wealth and energy for the freedom of his motherland. He became the vice president of the Viceroy's executive when the interim government was set up in 1946. India won freedom in 1947 and Nehru became the first Prime Minister of India. He acted as the Prime Minister till his death. He died on May 27, 1964. The importance of Jawaharlal Nehru in the context of Indian history can be distilled to the following points. He imparted modern values and thought, stressed secularism, insisted upon the basic unity of India and in the ethnic and religious diversity, carried into the modern age of scientific innovation and technologies and progress. Pandit Nehru possessed the qualities of head and heart. He was a true patriot, a great politician, an able statesman, a true democrat, a forceful orator, and a famous author. He was a man of international fame. Some of his works, like an autobiography, Discovery of India, and Glimpse of World History, are masterpieces of English literature. Now I would love to conclude my today's podcast with lines by Mahatma Gandhi, which he had said for Pandit Nehru. Quote, "He is pure as a crystal and truthful beyond suspicion. The nation is safe in his hands, and I know this, that when I am gone, he will speak my language. Jai Hind." Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to my podcast. This is Shreya signing off. Thank you.